first. I look at her, our expressions mirrored. She's been my best friend for years. She followed me to Paris after college and is currently the only person at this table who I think actually likes me. As for the others, Julian and Amelia were raised here, although their parents are American. My sister came for a ballet program, and Phoenix and Weston came out here to work for the club a few years ago. I'm starting to feel restless as the awkward silence engulfs the table. My hope is that Ronan is about to announce his official retirement, naming his son his successor, which would mean I'll be free to leave. There's not a chance in hell I'll work for Julian Cade. Just when I'm about to suggest we call Ronan, my phone buzzes, as does everyone else's. We all look down in unison.
It's an email from Dad,
Amelia says softly with a smile. Julian rolls his eyes without picking up his phone. I'll read it, I say, clicking the notification. Dear kids, it starts as if we're a bunch of teenagers and not a group of fully grown adults in our 20s and 30s. This message is for all six of you, Julian, Amelia, Jack, Phoenix, Elizabeth, and Weston. This letter is a long time coming, and I'm sure you've guessed by now what it's about. With the help of my business partner, Matisse Moreau, I've managed L'Amour for the past 2.5 decades. It is time for me to officially retire. I've spoken to Matisse about this, and we both agree that you should make the club yours now.
Wait.
Julian interjects with a scowl.
Who? Who the fuck is going to own the club?
I scan the beginning of the email again, searching for the answer.
I think he means all of us.
Phoenix replies.
All of us?
Amelia asks.
Own the club together?
Fuck this,
Julian mutters, tossing his phone back on the table and picking up his drink. With a disgruntled sigh, I continue reading. I've known you all since you were born. Your parents created a legacy, and you were raised together like a family. You came to Paris with a dream, and you've all worked so hard at L'Amour. But what I see now are six adults who have lost their way. You've grown apart, and each of you has lost something you can never replace. I know how that feels. I see your potential. Each of you brings something special to the table. If you really worked together, you could make a club even better than what your parents created. There is nothing more powerful than family. The six of you are a family, whether you see it or not. There are three of you missing from this letter: Liam, Austin, and Scarlett. They are choosing another path for their lives, but this offer extends to them should they choose it. And I hope they do. Across the table, my sister huffs, and I look up to find her clenching her teeth angrily. Trying not to let it affect me, I continue reading. That is why I am passing the club down to all six of you. You can do what you want with it. Change the name, make it yours. The only catch is that you have to run it together for at least a year. If one of you pulls out, the ownership reverts to Matisse, and he'll sell the property. This isn't a punishment, it's an experiment. I watched your parents' clubs save lives, and I'm hoping this one will save yours. 1 year, that's all I ask. After the year is up, you can do what you want. I'm begging you to give it a shot. Find your family, and make this your home. Sincerely, Ronan Cade. My jaw hangs open as I stare at the email. The rest of the table is silent as we let this news settle in. Suddenly, I see my plans of leaving Paris slipping through my fingers. If I leave, the rest of them lose out on this opportunity. Do I really want that on my head? I scroll through the message again. There has to be some catch.
Well, that settles it.
Elizabeth stands angrily from the table.
Looks like none of us are getting the club after all.
Now, wait a minute.